It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Good evening and welcome to Fayette, Missouri, where we're getting set for college basketball this evening here on Care Radio as in the heart of America Athletic Conference. The Benedictine Lady Ravens are being hosted by Central Methodist. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering and doing all the hard work. He's making it happen back at the K-Radio Sports Studio. Joseph, thank you. Tom Counts with you here courtside. It is great to be with you on a Wednesday night. Of course, I mentioned the ladies' game, the guys' game coming up after this one. It is a Raven doubleheader, as it usually is. The guys coming up around 7:30 or so. But for game one here in Puckett Fieldhouse, you got a couple of teams who have, between the two of them, won a lot of conference championships. And this season, Central Methodist comes into the game under the guidance of a new head coach, Dustin Young. Coach Young came here from Ballard High School in Columbia, Missouri, but he's got a long history here at Central Methodist. He completed his undergrad here. He got his grad degree here. He served as a women's basketball coaching staff member for 2 years at Central Methodist and, among other things, recruited the conference newcomer of the year a few years ago. So he is the guy who bleeds green. We'll be back. We're going to bring you starters in the tip. Ladies game first, right after this.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. You could also just enjoy it atop a queso fried chicken taco like a civilized human. Or quench your hatch chili cravings with a cheesy queso boss burrito or queso super nachos. Our whole menu is waiting to be dipped and dunked. So even though our creamy three cheese queso is so good you could drink it, forget it. The ultimate queso takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Atchison. Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hey, welcome back once again to Fayette, Missouri. The PA guy, he's over there getting set to introduce the starters for these two clubs to the crowd on hand, which continues to file in. You know, the 5:30 game, sometimes it takes a little bit for everybody to get away from work and get themselves here to the gym, but they're coming in. And let's look at those starters. First of all, for Central Methodist, again, under first-year head coach Dustin Young. He's going to be starting three seniors, a junior, and a freshman. And the freshman he brought with him from Battle High School in Columbia. She's 5'9", Nautica Washington. Out of Westminster College, one of the seniors is Tristan Porter. She's 5'6". Another senior from Georgia Southwestern, 5'8", Kayla Adams. You're also going to have a senior from Jefferson College at 5'9". She is Alana Crumley. And running out is going to be the junior, 5'11" tall from Northeastern JUCO. It's Bianca Benzeus for the Benedictine Lady Ravens. And I call it long time, 23 years head coach. That's a while. Head coach Chad Folsom, his assistant Andy Connolly. Benedictine is going to be starting the five that they kind of settled in with at this point in the season. But senior Kennedy Nicholson leading it off at 5'6", Eisenhower High School in Goddard, Kansas. Lauren Dubert will be your other guard at 5'7", a senior from Beloit, Kansas. Josie Weiser from JCN out of Nortonville. She's a senior at 5'11". You move to the front line with 6'1", senior Jennifer Jacobs, Kingsman, Mount Carmel High School out of Wichita. And at the five, it'll be Riley Roddinghouse from Seneca, went to Omaha Central. She is a senior at 6'3". So for the Lady Ravens, it'll be Nicholson, Dubert, Weiser, Jacobs, and Roddinghouse. Central Methodist coming into the ballgame tonight at 4-2. They are 1-1 in the conference. I tell you what they do. They score a lot of points. They come into the game tonight averaging a little over 74 points a game, hitting over 44% of their shots, and rebounding, are you ready for this, 42.7 rebounds a game. They are on a one-game winning streak as they went up to Oskaloosa, Iowa last Saturday, bumped off William Penn 63-58. In the conference, they're 1-1. Their one conference loss was a season opener against Mid-America, and they lost to the Lady Pioneers. Well, we're set to go and hope you enjoy it. Coming into the center circle for CMU is going to be Benzeus. And for Benedictine, it'll be Roddinghouse. Benedictine in the traveling black uniforms with red and white. The home whites for CMU with that forest green. The tip away, controlled down by Benedictine. Lady Ravens with a basketball, and we are underway. Out on top is going to be Nicholson. She'll drive away around to the left side, go all the way to the block where her shot is rejected. Rebounding it back down, CMU. They'll go the length of the court. 13-footers up and off the backboard, no good. Boarded down by Jacobs. Dubert into the forecourt. Two teams running up and down the floor in the first half a minute. No score. From the free throw line, Jacobs goes left, drives left. Two-handed shot off the window and no good. And another CMU rebound pulled down by Benzeus. Eagles will bring it back up the floor. Central Methodist going from right to left across your dial here in the opening half. 9:20 to go in the first quarter. Still no score. Long pass over to the right side. Stepping inside. Kicking it into the lane, and then back on top where the uncontested three is drained by Bianca Benzeus. Benzeus will have the first points of the ball game, and CMU is going to break out on top 3-0. We're a minute in. Here comes Dubert into the forecourt to Josie. Bobs it left side. Back out on top. Dubert's three. Got it! And the Ravens have tied it up. Lauren Dubert's first points tonight. 8:40 to go in the first quarter, and Central Methodist back up the floor. Hey, can we talk about it? CMU putting points on the board. 74.2 a game. Now, those were I'll be very candid. They were inflated a little bit with a win against Kansas Christian College. Here's another three. This one is up and good by Adams. And it is 6-3 Eagles. A three for Dubert. No. Hits the back of the rim with a long rebound. It's going to be tipped out. Pulled back down by Jenkins. Follow shot. Got it. Jennifer Jenkins for two. BC back to within one. It is 6-5, and we are now 2 minutes into the ballgame. Back up floor with it. Central Methodist. Driving shot underneath. Off the window and in. Just attacking the bucket and taking it up and in for Central Methodist is going to be Tristan Porter. Underneath, Dubert gets two more. Now these two teams are beginning to get the range or warming up a little bit. It is 8-7 Central Methodist. 7.5 to go in the first. Lady Ravens sticking with that little player. Defense. They'll drive around the right side. Running shot up off the window and good. And Benedictine's going to have to stop Tristan Porter. Allowing her access. Porter, not that big. I mean, at 5'6". But she is good at handling the basketball. She's very quick. Gets that first step, gets inside the defender, and they end up chasing her down the side of the lane. Here's a little backdoor pass, hook pass is going to get away. Roddinghouse tried to feed it in the middle of Jacobs, but it's out of her reach and out of bounds. It'll be CMU basketball from the backcourt. 7:06 to go in the opening quarter. It is a 10-7 Central Methodist lead in this women's college basketball game. Eagles bringing it up the floor against some Lady Raven full court pressure, but they break it with the outlet. No real problem for them. Over to the right side with it. No room. Back out on top. It'll come to Ben Seuss. Now they'll feed outside the right side of the lane, and the lob pass on top is going to be over and back. Try to kick it out on top, but an errant pass just way beyond Tristan Porter. And it remains 10-7 Central Methodist. Lady Ravens in the early going, hitting half of their shots. CMU has hit four of their first five. Josie has not really touched the ball a lot. They're keeping her defended closely, and we're going to get an offensive foul on an illegal screen set by Benedictine. So the foul is going to go on Jennifer Jenkins. It'll be her first foul by either team so far this evening. Again, Lady Ravens are going to press all the way up the floor. Haven't even called Kennedy Nicholson's name yet tonight, and we will talk about her here. She defends Porter on the upcourt play. Here's a three off the screen. Good from the outside. Nautica Washington. Three CMU players have hit three-point shots, and the Eagles have leaped to a 13-7 lead 6 minutes ago in the opening quarter. Ravens travel with it on top. Jacobs looks around. She's like, what happened? Well, what happened was she swung left, swung right, took three steps before she puts the ball on the floor. And as a rule, they're not going to be good with that. So for Benedict and 5 points for Lauren Dubert, Jennifer Jacobs with the other two. Central Methodist led by Tristan Porter with her four, three for Nautica Washington, three for Bianca Benzeus. And back up court with it, and three for Kayla Adams. Benedictine back up the floor with the basketball. It's going to be topside Weiser. Here's Nicholson, shot wide to the left side. Rebound back down underneath by Benzeus. Here comes CMU. 5:40 to go in the opening quarter. Central Methodist up a half dozen. They'll feed it down to the baseline left, driving across underneath, reverse layup in, and Benedictine is going to take a much-needed timeout. No, I thought they were. They are not. Back down underneath, Roddinghouse hooks and scores. Riley Roddinghouse picking up her first points in the ballgame, and it is now 15-9. Lady Ravens are moment to go down 8 points here in the early going tonight. Halfway through the opening quarter, CMU with the basketball. Back out top side to get about two steps above the three-point ring. Shot goes up, no good. And on the rebound, we get a whistle and a foul in the backcourt. And the foul is going to be on Benzu. So I'm going to tell you why she committed that foul. And coach is being very smart about it. She's exhausted. She's absolutely gassed. And she just got a little slow and a little behind and made a late reach in. Picks up her first foul. It'll be team foul one. And quickly as that. Benzuz is going to come out of the game in a little bit of a breather. Coming into the lineup is going to be Kalen Johnson for Center Methodist. Kalen is a 5'10 sophomore from Columbia College. BC made several substitutions during that timeout. Here's Weiser for three. Too strong. Rebound underneath Jacobs. Jennifer dribbles her way out of trouble. Comes out on top. Nicholson back out on top. The three launched and hit. Knocking it down from outside. Riley Brueggemann. Just coming into the game, collecting her first points. And the Ravens are right back to within a possession at 4:20 to go in the first. It is 15-12 CMU. Eagles will swing it over to the left side to Nautica. Washington pumps it back off on top. Adams works first to the left, then to the right. Now drives again down the side of the lane. Stopped and Nicholson got in front of her. And before she could hit the brakes, we're going to have a travel called on CMU. So BC is going to get the basketball back and they will make another substitution. Lady Ravens are going to bring Michaela Bauman into the game. Michaela, 5'8 junior from Blair, Nebraska, out of Blair High School. For Benedictine, an opportunity to tie the game with a three on this trip up. 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Tom Simon of basketball is going to be Brueggemann. Takes it to the free throw line. Comes out on top. Feeds into the lane. Turning, spinning, shooting, scoring Jennifer Jacobs. Jacobs has four, and it is a one-point game. 15-14. Ravens on a 7-0 run right now. Hook pass out on top. That's an NBA three. Boom! From outside. Central Methodist Tristan Porter. She's got seven. That was a huge bucket for CMU to break that Benedictine streak. Here's another turnaround for the baseline left and another two for Jennifer Jacobs. Right now, she's got a mismatch going on down there, and she has six. 18-16 Eagles. The lob underneath. It's going to be Vanapreen sold by Nicole Stork. Stork to Nicholson, to Brueggemann. Drives down, feeds underneath, and a running shot, and they're going to say Brueggemann before she got rid of the ball, travels with it. Many Braves are going to turn it over. Dubert will come back into the game, and for the first time tonight, Kennedy Nicholson is going to get a little breather. 3:12 to go in the opening quarter. Eagles with a basketball, leading it by a pair at 18-16. Early season game in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Benedictine 1-0 in a conference, and Central Methodist is 1-1. And we're going to get a foul off the basketball. Stork did a great job of standing in, took a little punishment, gets knocked to the floor, but the foul on Samaya Stevens, her first. We have not seen a lot of fouls in this game so far. Stevens, first is team foul two. And again, Benedictine has committed only one foul so far tonight. Inside three to go in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens looking to tie this thing back up. Down a pair. Skip pass. Into the lane. No room for Stork. Back out. Jacobs, 17. Got it. Two more for Jennifer Jacobs. And we are tied. Jacobs with eight. It is 18-18. 2.5 to play in quarter number one. CMU goes right side. The ball batted away for a moment, but recovered by the Lady Eagles. Driving into the lane. Getting inside the defender. And the layup is going to be missed. Rebound Benedictine. Coming up with the basketball, it's going to be Bauman. She'll bring it up the floor, works it down the left side, jumps it into the corner. For a moment, I thought Dubert was going to launch a three. She decides not to. Tom decided to go to Jacobs. She'll go three. Gets it, Jennifer Jacobs. What an opening quarter. 11 already for Jacobs. And the Lady Ravens have gone in front at 21-18. 2 minutes to go in the first. BC down eight moments ago, it feels like. Now here's a drive to the left side. The shot is up and no good. Rebound Brueggemann. Here comes Benedictine. Brueggemann drives. Goes right side. In traffic. Turns and scores Brueggemann for two. Ravens running. And it's now 23-18. And Benedictine is on a 16-3 run. Here's a pass over to the right side in front of the Raven bench. Central Methodist with the basketball. 90 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Way out between the circles now. They're trying to open it up underneath. They've got everyone above the free throw line except one and cutting back and forth underneath Benzuz, who's back in the game. Here's a follow away, 17-foot shot. No rebound, Jacobs. Benedictine up the floor, outlet, and it's going to be too long and get away. Brueggemann trying to hit Bauman. Central Methodist going to make another substitution. And into the game for the first time tonight is going to be Sheree Trotter. Sheree's out of South Puget Sound Community College. She's a 5'9 senior. A minute to go in quarter number one. CMU in a basketball, but they trail Benedictine now by five. Left side, all alone. It's three, no good. Rebound off the floor. Here comes Dubert. Benedictine back on offense. Lauren swings it over to the left side, drives it over to the wing, comes back out on top. All alone, set shot. It's three. It's good! Riley Brueggemann has come off the bench to knock down eight. 26-18 Lady Ravens in the last minute now of the first quarter. Central Methodist, who jumped out to a big lead early, has seen that get away, and Lady Ravens have really warmed up, and now a drive to the right side and a foul. Nautica Washington gets fouled. Nicholson coming back into the game for Benedictine, and into the lineup now for Central Methodist for the first time is going to be Malaya Miller, a 5'9 sophomore from State Fair. Named the last Raven who has come to Benedictine from State Fair. Half a minute to go in the first. CMU with a basketball trailing by eight. Over to the left side, a near travel, the feed on top, the three, new rebound underneath. Dubert coming up with the board, bringing it up the floor. Swings it over to the left side. Now the feed underneath and reaching over the back and picking up her second foul of the game is going to be Ben Zeus. Bianca's going to have to come out. Two opening quarter fouls, I can't imagine. Coach Young is going to leave her in there, and you can hear the horn as Alana Crumley will be back into the game. Alana started, but we really didn't see much out of her. 18 seconds left in quarter number one. Benedictine putting it a play at their offensive baseline. Looking out top, looking out top, looking out top. Finally, they'll bring it in off the screen to Nicholson. Shot clock is off. Lady Ravens are going to have the final shot of the opening quarter. Here's Dubert. She'll work her way to the left side, comes out on top. Stork back over to the right side. Bauman out on top. Nicholson. Here's Dubert. A three. It's short. Rebound tipped around underneath Stork. Turns, shoots, and scores it at the buzzer. Stork with the bucket as the horn sounds, and we have come to the end of the opening quarter. There's a timeout on the floor after one here in Fayette. Benedictine with a double-digit lead. Lady Ravens 28, Central Methodist 18.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
I'll tell you what, that's a boatload of points in the opening quarter here tonight. Welcome back to Fayette, Missouri, everybody. Joseph at the studio, producing and engineering. Tom Counts with you here. And after one, Lady Ravens, who were down by eight, now lead by 10. A recap of the opening quarter scoring. Central Methodist is being paced by Tristan Porter. Three out of four shooting so far in a ball game, has 7 points. Then three players, each who have hit a three. Nautica Washington, Kayla Adams, and Bianca Benzuz. Two for Samaya Stevens. For Benedictine, how about Jennifer Jacobs? 5 of 6 shooting the basketball, 11 points. Riley Brueggemann is perfect, 3 of 3. She's got 8. Dubert with 5. Rottinghouse and Stork each with 2. And we're set to go to the second quarter in Fayette. It's good to have you along here this evening. So here we go. Up court with a basketball, and it's going to be CMU. Ravens are going to knock it away. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be put in play by the Lady Eagles right in front of assistant head coach Andy Connolly. Eagles are going to have it way out topside. Handled there by Sheree Trotter. Trotter pushes it off on top. Way over to the right side now to Miller in front of the bench. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Central Methodist is a very different tack here in the second quarter. 13-foot follow-away shot rolls out. No good. Rebounding it down is going to be Jacobs. Here comes Benedictine. Lady Ravens have got the original starting five back out of the court to begin the second quarter. The feed in the lane. The turnaround layup is no good. Josie with a rebound out on top. Nicholson, three, way off the mark. Rebound tipped around, and it's going to be out of play. Back to Central Methodist. For CMU, Miller, Stevens, Trotter, Porter, and Crumley. For Benedictine, Rottinghouse, Jacobs, Weiser, Dubert, and Nicholson. 9:20 to go in the opening half. CMU back up court with the basketball. Tristan Porter for Central Methodist wearing a elaborate and massive knee brace out here. Here's a driving shot to the right side of the first point in quite some time for CMU. They belong to Samaya Stevens, and she's got four. 28-20 with 8:50 to go in the first half. BC out on top to Josie. Josie looking for her first point of the game. To Rottinghouse. Back over to the right side. Nicholson. Dubert feeds underneath. Josie goes up and hits it off the glass. Dubert the assist, and Weiser is on the board. It's now 30-20 Benedictine. Eagles are kicking off topside, and Sherry Trotter starts it back over to the right, dishes it to the baseline. The jumper there, air ball strong. Catching it on the fly is going to be Nicholson. Benedictine will run. Kennedy will bring it up the floor and kick it down the right side. Thought about pulling up with a running three, then didn't. Kicks it back. Dubert with no defender near. Throws it in. Three-point shot. Lauren Dubert, she's got eight on her second three of the game. 33-20, Benedictine by 13. We've seen a 21-point swing in this game. Here's a ball fed to the baseline. It'll be snapped out of bounds for the Ravens. Back to CMU. Coach Dustin Young in his first year at Central Methodist is going to make a trio of substitutions. He's going to bring starter Kalea Adams back into the game. Who else is coming in? You're going to get Nautica Washington back in. And Ellie Tubert is in the game. Haven't seen Elliot Tybert, rather. She's out of Rock Creek Valley Community College in Wisconsin. Here's a running shot. Left side, up, no good. Jacobs rebounds it down. Benedictine back up the floor. 7.5 to go in the opening half. Dubert, coast to coast, down the left side of the lane. Got defended, had to pull back up. Jacobs will have it stripped out of her hands and stolen away by Central Methodist. That was a great defensive play, knocking the ball away from JJ. Down the right side with it. Little stutter step, no travel. Back off on top, into the lane. The dish left, a big collision. We've got lots of contact and a foul. Thought that maybe we were going to get a charge, but we are not. It's going to be a foul called on Jennifer Jacobs. Jacobs will have her second foul. The Ravens with only one foul in the opening quarter, Jacobs. Now one foul in the second quarter, Jacobs. Those are the only two fouls by Benedictine tonight. 7:20 to go in the opening half. Central Methodist for the basketball. Benedictine with the lead. It is a 13-point lead, 33-20. CMU, that was a pretty feed underneath, but they couldn't get a shot away. Excellent defense, Rottinghouse. Now to pass right side of the lane. The ball's going to be stripped away, but same down on top. Eagles, shot clock at 11. Three-point shot aired out, hit. That's the first three in a long time by CMU. The second three of the game by Kalia Adams. 33-23, Benedictine inside seven, and the feed underneath is Jacobs will miss the layup. I'll make that Rottinghouse. Rottinghouse will miss the layup. Up court pass, just saved underneath. That was a great effort by Tybert. Tybert at 5'4", looks that size too. Here's a three from the right side. Nautica Washington, second and three. And CMU looking to battle back from the perimeter. It's 33-26. BC down the floor, hook pass out on top. Nicholson looking in, gets Rottinghouse. Full step outside the lane. Rottinghouse passes off top side to Stork, who's in the game. Left side, Nicholson launching three, that's short. Rebound, Stork follows and hit. Nicole Stork with four. Benedictine back up by nine, and we're going to get a timeout on the court, and we're going to enjoy it with them. 6:07 to go in the opening half in Fayette, Missouri. It's a Benedictine Lady Ravens 35, Central Methodist 26.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
As we return, Benedictine with Nicholson, Brueggemann, Weiser, Rodinghouse, and Stork on the floor. CMU with Tybert and Stevens, Washington, Adams, and Benzeus. And now the inbound is stopped. If this is going to stop play for a minute, getting the clock squared away. 6:01 to go in the opening half. They're going to change that to 5:57 and match it up to the shot clock at 26. The math seems very sound. And here we go. Nicholson with their elbow in the back of CMU's Nautica Washington. Washington really not liking it. And now we're going to get contact on the far side of the court. And the official from down at the baseline calls this from halfway across the floor. Now she's going to confirm with one of her coaching teammates. And they're having a little get-together over in front of the Benedictine bench trying to discuss what may or may not have transpired out there. What you're seeing is plenty of contact, okay? And it's kind of remarkable. We've seen so few fouls called, and yet we're seeing a whole lot of people leaning in and pushing and bumping and hands on the opponents. And when it's all said and done, there is no call being made. So Central Methodist will put again playing from the 20-foot mark on the near sideline. 5:50 to go in the half. 19 on the shot clock. Comes back in on top to Tybert. And now a whistle. And again, the official's coming in from down to the baseline. And again, she's coming over to the scorer's table. And they're having trouble with the game clock. See, we're now at 5:44 and 13. So as the ball comes in, the official down at the baseline beneath the goal, she's staring at the clock that is the big one on the west wall, and the other one is right on top of the west basket backboard. And she's watching them, and I'm not sure if they're not just starting quickly enough or if they're not running. And now she's pointing. Oh, check this. The one on the east side says 5:40 and 8 on the shot clock. The one on the other side says 5:44 and 12 on the shot clock. I have never seen two clocks run by the same controller showing times that are 4 seconds different. And now they have sent the teams to their respective benches as the officials are at the scorer's table and the powers to be here in Fayette trying to work on getting those scoreboards coordinated. A great opportunity for me to remind you of some things. First of all, the guys' game's coming up after this one. We've got a, now they just shut them all off. Guys' game's coming up. We were thinking it's going to be a 7:30 game, but I think that's going to be contingent on a lot of things, including whether this clock's working. So guys' game still coming up for the second half of our college basketball doubleheader here this evening on Care Radio. Saturday, the Benedictine Ravens in the NAIA football postseason, but they won't be playing as they have earned a bye in round one. So no Raven football this Saturday. We will have them next Saturday from a location and at a time yet to be determined. We will keep you posted on that. Those will be revealed on Sunday after the first round Saturday games have been completed. So we'll let you know Sunday where we're going to be a week from this Saturday. Tomorrow night here on Care Radio, it's like the highlight of everybody's week. It's Sports Look. Immediately after the Brian Hagan Evening Report, so somewhere around 5:15 to 5:20, join Gus and me for Sports Look, where we'll get you up to speed on all the things going on in the state high school football playoffs and NAIA and the Heart of America Athletic Conference and all kinds of other things and stuff that we hope are pertinent for you. Now, they're going to get it reset. I think they've got it where they want it to be, and the inbound pass is going to be slapped away. You know, during all of that, I could have reminded you of something that Joseph is sitting at the control panel thinking to himself, that yes, you are indeed enjoying college basketball here on KAIR-FM Horton-Atchison. So Central Methodist is going to bring the basketball in play. They'll put up a baseline three, and the rainbow shot is an air ball that's going to get away and go out of bounds, and it will be a shot clock violation. And after all that, Benedictine is going to bring it up the floor. CMU is napping. Ravens three. Josie gets it! Central Methodist was snoozing on the other end. They did not even watch Ravens bringing the ball up the floor. And Josie will have her fifth point of the game, all of them here in quarter number two. Ravens stretched their lead again to a dozen at 38-26. Shot goes up. No. Rebound Stork. Here come the Ravens. Look away pass. Over to the right side. Nicholson feeds to the block. Twisting and turning before the shot can get away. We're going to have another foul on Bianca Benzuz. And Bianca will have now her third foul of the game. She commits the foul trying to defend a new addition to the Raven lineup on the floor. And so the feed comes in the middle. Left-hand hook shot is going to be up, and it is going to be good. So the Ravens getting on the board, and that is going to be Carmen Morales. So Carmen gets her first point of the game. CMU, baseline right. Layup is going to be up and good. That's Mary Copeland. Mary Copeland out of Polo, Missouri, from North Central Missouri College. There are only maybe a couple of players on his CMU roster who are directly from high school to this program. From the right side, Ravens three. Yes, it's another three for Benedictine's Riley Brueggemann. Her third three of the game, and she's got 11, and Benedictine with his largest lead at 43-28. BC up 15. 4 minutes to go in the first half of this women's game. Central Methodist of court pass is going to be slapped away, and Kalia Adams will be putting in a play for the Lady Eagles near the end of the Benedictine bench. Comes off on top. Gets it there to Samaya Stevens. Stevens up top side and reaching in to try to steal the ball away. A hustle move, but ultimately probably unwise. Riley Brueggemann's first foul. For Benedictine, it'll be team foul two in the second quarter. Central Methodist has committed one. We are not seeing fouls tonight. CMU back down the right side. Raven defense swarming. Long cross-court pass intercepted by Josie. Weiser drops back like a cornerback, settled underneath it. Benedictine down the floor. Here's a set shot three. Rims out. Rebound tipped around, and CMU's going to come up with it. They'll bring it up the floor. Nautica Washington comes off on top. Tristan Porter gives it back into the middle. A little running one-handed shot won't go for Samaya Stevens. Benedictine back up court with it. Here comes Kennedy. 3:20 to go in the half. Nicholson, baseball pass, cross court. Josie's three, rims out. Rebound tipped again. Pulled down, Stork, follows no. Rebound Morales, follows, yes! Morales keeps it alive, keeps hustling, and comes up with the points. Carmen has four. 45-28, Benedictine by 17. 3 minutes to go in the first half. After a red-hard start by CMU, Benedictine has bounced back. Here's a falling away shot, good by Nautica Washington. 45-30, Lady Ravens. Riley Brueggemann's going to walk it up the floor, kick it over to the right to Kennedy. Nicholson starts at the top, gives it a go underneath Morales, and as she backs in, the defender falls down, and they're going to call a foul on Morales. So Carmen's first foul, and now the Ravens at 3 second-quarter fouls. Nicholson out of the ball game for Dubert. Dubert, Brueggemann, Weiser, Morales, and Stork out there right now for 23rd season head coach Chad Folsom. Wow, 23. Outstanding career. 2.5 to go in the first half. Central Methodist goes left into the lane. Shot deflected from behind, and the Ravens are going to be calling for a foul. This is probably on Weiser. And Josie will have her first. And for Benedictine, that will now be 4 second-quarter fouls. Weiser coming out of the game, and Benedictine will bring Michaela Bauman back in. 20 on the shot clock, CMU at their baseline. It'll come in, little give and go, brings back. Out on top, it'll go to Stevens, who wasn't looking for that pass to come to her and never flagged it down. It'll go out of bounds. Ravens basketball. Brueggemann, Dubert, Bauman, Morales, and Stork are the Benedictine Five. 2 minutes to go. First half, the ball is loose. It's rolling on the floor and still rolling around. Two players scrum for it, tie it up, jump ball. Possession, Benedictine. Two minutes to go in the half. Michaela Bauman will bring it in. Michaela to Nicole, Stork over to the left side. Ravens continue to play against the player defense, and now it's going to be batted away for a moment. Saved out on top. Stork will skip it over to Dubert. Lauren starts right, goes left, crosses over with the dribble, comes back to the right side as the shot clock gets to 10. Dubert left side of the lane, stops, fades away, shot up off the window but too strong. Rebounding it down is going to be Sheree Trotter. Here comes CMU. Eagles are going to run this time. Quickly down the floor, takes it to the free throw line. Stevens in the lane, twisting, turning, shooting, missed it. On the rebound, gets her own board, follows it up, missed it. Rebound this time, cleared away by Benedictine. Brueggemann coming up with a basketball, will bring it up the floor herself at a minute 15 to go in the first half. Left side, Dubert, it's a three. Yeah, Lauren Dubert, her third three, her 11th point. 48-30, Benedictine. 1:10 to go first half. CMU trying to find a way to get back in this thing, and that's how you do it. Hit that long three. Nautica Washington's third three. 48-33. Now to 50 seconds left in the half. This has been a phenomenal half of basketball for BC as they got behind early in this game, down eight early. Here's Morales, right side. Goes to Dubert. 16-foot shot. Blocked, and she's fouled. Foul's going to be on Sheree Trotter. Sheree's first. Up on the scoreboard, the big scoreboard, usually they have listed the numbers of the players who are in the game along with their number of points and number of fouls. Well, that is all blanked out now. As again, they've had trouble with the board here tonight. Kaylin Johnson's going to come into the game out of Columbia College. She transfers here, 5'10" sophomore. For Central Methodist, in the first free throw, it is up, and it is good. Lauren Dubert hits the first free throw of the game. And she will also hit the second. So Dubert knocking out a couple of free throws, and Benedictine, you talk about offense, and we discussed it in the pregame. These teams put some points on the board. Now Dubert with the steal, breaks away, all alone, lays it up and in for two more. My point was going to be that the Ravens are on a 100-point pace, and it's even more than that now. 52-33, Benedictine by 19. Kaylin Johnson for Central Methodist. Around to the right side, they'll feed underneath, falling away, the shot misses. Here comes Benedictine. Kennedy, the long shot at the buzzer, off the back of the rim, and we're headed to halftime. We'll be back here in Puckett Fieldhouse on the CMU campus and recap the opening half for you. As the ladies head for the locker room of the women's game, it's Benedictine 52, Central Methodist 33.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. You could also just enjoy it atop a queso fried chicken taco like a civilized human. Or quench your hatch chili cravings with a cheesy queso boss burrito or queso super nachos. Our whole menu is waiting to be dipped and dunked. So even though our creamy free cheese queso is so good you could drink it, forget it. The ultimate queso takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
It's that time of year again. Cooler weather, holiday lights, family gatherings, and the delicious food. But for some of us, that means heartburn and acid reflux. Occasional heartburn is normal, but if it's happening more than two or three times a week, it might be something more serious, like GERD. The good news? Amberwell Surgical Care can help you find lasting relief, not just treat the symptoms with medication. This season, enjoy the holidays without the burn. Call Amberwell Surgical Care at 913-367-6682 or visit amberwellhealth.org to learn more about surgical treatment options for GERD.
Yeah. Anderson, really, really good first half of college basketball. You would have drawn up what Benedictine did right there. Even though they fell behind early, maintained their poise, maintained their composure, never lost sight of the prize, and have come from behind as they trailed by as many as 8 in the first 4 minutes of the game, led by 10 at the end of the quarter, and now lead 52-33 at halftime. Recapping the opening half scoring for you. First of all, for Central Methodist, Nautica Washington is having a fabulous night. 4 out of 6 shooting the ball, including 3 of 4 from three-point range, has 11 points. Tristan Porter with 7 and a half a dozen for Kalia Adams. Shemaya Stevens with 4, 3 for Bianca Benzus, and Mary Copeland, the other 2 points for Central Methodist. For Benedictine, wow, 15 for Lauren Dubert on 5 of 8, including 3 of 5 and 2 of 2 at the line. Riley Brueggemann has 11 on 4 of 5 shooting, and Jennifer Jacobs has 11 on 5 of 6 shooting. Josie Weiser, 5 points in the first half. Carmen Morales and Nicole Stork each with 4 and 2 for Ravens starting center Riley Roddinghouse. And you look at those numbers and say, well, the Ravens were not red hot starting the game. Well, they're red hot now. Benedictine out shooting Central Methodist, and the Eagles are shooting great. Central Methodist is 13 of 29. That's 45% from the floor, and 7 of 11 from outside, 64% three-point shooting. Benedictine is 21 of 35. They're hitting 60% from the floor, 8 of 16, hitting half of their threes, and are perfect at the free throw line tonight. BC has out-rebounded Central Methodist 22-8, including 15 defensive rebounds. The BC bench has been phenomenal. They've got 19 points. Central Methodist bench has contributed only a half a dozen. And the Ravens have been really, really good. For Central Methodist, again, the good news is really neither team is committing any fouls tonight. 5 fouls in the first half by CMU. Problematically for them, 3 of those 5 are on their starting center, Bianca Benzus. For Benedictine, 6 team fouls in the first half. Jennifer Jacobs has 2 of those. Well, the guys, teams are out of the court warming up. Don't go far. We're going to have the second half of the ladies' game, and then, of course, it'll be the men's contest at approximately 7:30 here on K-Radio. Big night of college hoops. Don't go away. We'll be back. But right now, with the intermission score here in Fayette, Missouri, the Benedictine Lady Ravens 52, Central Methodist 33. Back we go to our man Joseph in the Care Sports Studio for a November halftime.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. You could also just enjoy it atop a queso fried chicken taco like a civilized human. Or quench your hatch chili cravings with a cheesy queso boss burrito or queso super nachos. Our whole menu is waiting to be dipped and dunked. So even though our creamy free cheese queso is so good you could drink it, forget it. The ultimate queso takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. Taking a look at the Care Country Sports Look schedule, we've got Sports Look coming up tomorrow evening, immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Friday night, although we do not have football on the Care Country Studio schedule, we do have football across the MSC Radio Network. On KNZA, you can count Council Grove at Nemaha Central with a 6:30 scheduled kickoff. KMZA begins their broadcast of the Frankfurt at Axtell game around 6:30 as well. KMZA is, of course, 103.9 FM. KMZA is 92.1. And over on KOZA, that is 96.9, I believe, the Pulse. 96.9, the Pulse, our news station. We'll have Rossville at Centralia. Those are all coming up on Friday night, 6:30 scheduled times at this time. That's probably for the pregame. Saturday, we've got college basketball right here at Hot Country 93.7, as we'll have Benedictine at Clark. Tune in right around 11:45 to 11:55 or so to make sure that you get all of that show. Then Sunday, Kansas City Chiefs will be on KMZA and KLZA, two of our sister stations right here at Hot Country 93.7. The game has an 11 a.m. scheduled pregame. On KNZA and KMZA, we've got college basketball as K-State is taking on Liberty Orlando. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Pregame will start at 6.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Taking a look at the Wednesday night women's basketball games across the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we've got Graceland leading Culver Stockton by 4 points at the half, 30-26. Park is on top over Baker, with the Park ladies at 43 points to Baker's 32. William Penn is trailing Missouri Valley. Missouri Valley's got 37 points to William Penn's 27. Mid-America Nazarene is leading Peru State with a 52-24 halftime score. And in this game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got the Benedictine College Lady Ravens at 32 points to Central Methodist. I'm sorry, Benedictine College Lady Ravens at 52 points to Central Methodist 33. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at the weather I forecast.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 29 tonight under clear skies, winds out of the northwest 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine outside again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 44. Lows dip down to about 24 tomorrow night, clear skies. Mainly sunny skies Friday with daytime highs approaching 47, 55 Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look around the area, Oskaloosa is checking in at 45 degrees. Troy, Kansas, 43 degrees. Horton, 45. St. Joseph at 46. In downtown Atchison, right outside the Care Country Studios, we're sitting at 46 degrees right now. It feels like 41. Winds are still relatively high out of the east at 10 miles per hour. Relative humidity 32%. The dew point 18 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure holding steady at 30.05 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. You could also just enjoy it atop a queso fried chicken taco like a civilized human. Or quench your hatch chili cravings with a cheesy queso boss burrito or queso super nachos. Our whole menu is waiting to be dipped and dunked. So even though our creamy free cheese queso is so good you could drink it, forget it. The ultimate queso takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison. Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Huntley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Huntley Liquor. It's that time of year again. Ready cooler weather, holiday life, family gathering, and the fitness in Atchison. But for some of us, that means 24 hour natural reflux. With occasional heartburn is normal, you can get that more than two or three times. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday, like from 10 to 1, Amberwell Surgical Care can help you find lasting relief from 10 to 12. With medication. Stop by this season, enjoy the holidays at 409 Commercial. Call Amberwell Surgical Care 913-367-6611 or visit AmberwellHealth.org to learn more about surgical treatment options for GERD. Get your fitness.
We welcome you back to the Fayette, Missouri, where the Lady Ravens put the ball in play to get underway, and the second half is rolling. Welcome back, everybody. Many thanks to our man Joseph at the Care Sports Studio, taking care of us at halftime. Tom Counts with you here, courtside. Lady Ravens in front, 52-33. BC with the ball will drive down the right side, and Dubert's quick shot will not go in, and it's going to be Central Methodist basketball. What a half for Benedictine. Lady Ravens are going to begin the second half with their original five out there. Riley Roddinghouse and Jennifer Jacobs with Josie Weiser, Lauren Dubert, and Kennedy Nicholson. For Central Methodist, it is going to be their original five also. Bianca Benzeus is out there with those three fouls. And CMU is going to throw it away and turn it over. Alana Crumley, Kayla Adams, Tristan Porter, and Nautica Washington. So here comes Benedictine, and up the floor with it will be Lauren Dubert. We're having a great night here tonight. Wednesday night, college basketball. Looking in. The feed is going to go to Josie. Lobs it over to the right side. Kennedy airs three. Kennedy Nicholson. That is her first score of the game. And it is 55-33. Benedictine by 22. 8:40 to go in half. And there's a little baseline shot from the left side. It's going to be up and good. CMU looking to battle back. 55-35. Josie will have it in front of the BC bench. Tries to feed it to the baseline. She pulled up, and I think everybody thought she was taking a shot. Well, what she had done is she pulled up, the defense stepped toward her, and she was going to go with a little backdoor pass to Rottinghouse, but Riley had also expected her to shoot and was headed for the rim for the rebound and is going to get away and send her Methodist back up court with a basketball. 8:20 to go in the third quarter. CMU, little pass comes up top side to Washington. They'll go to the baseline left for the deep corner three is off the mark, and Dubert with the rebound. Here comes Benedictine. Dubert over to the left side. Nicholson to Dubert for three. Won't get that one. Josie with the board. Dubert's going to say, let me try that again, and drain it. And Lauren Dubert at 18 points now. 58-35. Underneath, the layup missing. And rebound at J.J. to Dubert. Ravens 2-on-2. Dubert kicks it right. The three for Nicholson. No. The long rebound is going to be tracked down in front of the court by Tristan Porter. And Nicholson's able to knock it away from her from behind, slapping it out of bounds. It'll come in at midcourt to the Lady Eagles. Dubert coming out of the game for Benedictine. And early here in the third quarter, Riley Brueggemann will return to the floor. Central Methodist, red hot early, not so much since then. Here's an uncontested three that will not go in. However, we have a foul committed, and it's going to be on Josie. So Josie Wise will collect her second foul of the game. It'll be the first foul by Benedictine. Matter of fact, first foul by either team in the third quarter. 7:22 to go in the third. CMU will bring it back into their offensive end. They'll kick it off on top. Gets it there to Benzu. Shot up, no rebound. Wiser. Josie pushing. Drives it down. Ravens with numbers. Kick over to the right side. Back off on top. She'll step in. Turn. Little backdoor pass underneath. And Ravens are going to turn it over. BC making, wanting to make that extra pass, but it was one pass too many. Left side. The three. Nope. Rebound Nicholson. And Benedictine is going to run it the other way. Inside, 7 to go in the third quarter. Nicholson feeds underneath. Jacobs spins and shoots, and that is her trademark shot. Jennifer Jacobs at 13 points. Central Methodist after that bucket, calling a timeout. Joseph, a break if you'd be so kind. At 6:46 to go in quarter number three in the ladies' game. Now, Lady Ravens 60, Central Methodist 35.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
As the evening has worn on, Punkup Fieldhouse has continued to fill up, and a really nice crowd is on hand here. Quite a few Raven fans have made the trip from various points, gathering here tonight to support Benedictine. Lady Ravens coming out here this evening with that really strong start to the year. 4-0 Benedictine coming into the game tonight, including a 1-0 conference mark. Out of the timeout, Lady Ravens are going to apply some full court pressure. Not a real intense full court pressure, but enough to force CMU to handle the ball up the floor. Eagles will swing it over to the left side. It's going to be Johnson over there. Kalen working against Josie. A little motion to Washington. They'll bring it back out on top. Swing it over again to Ben Zeus. CMU goes right side. Starts into the lane. Comes off on top. Shot clock to two. At one to desperation. Three does hit the rim. And Benedictine will clear it away on the long rebound. Back up floor with it is going to be Brueggemann. Brueggemann dumps it into the middle looking for Jacobs, but can't get it. And now Brueggemann steals the basketball. Square shoots the three. Won't get it. And a rebound back down to the Eagles and Johnson. Kalen with the rebound. And Porter goes coast to coast and will draw the foul on Brueggemann. That was a smart play by Tristan Porter. She knew that she had Brueggemann really fully committed on that drive into the middle of the lane, and she was able to make kind of a half-hearted effort at the shot, but more importantly for her, draw the foul. And now she's saying, are we not shooting free throws? And apparently not going to be called a shooting-type foul. So doing the bookwork, Brueggemann's second foul of the game, Benedictine's second of the quarter. And at 5:50 to go in the third, CMU putting the ball back in, trailing by 25. Here's a long two. No. Rebound. Pulled down by the Lady Ravens. Coming up with it is Stork, who's just into the lineup. Out on top, Brueggemann steps inside her defender. Look away pass to Nicholson, to Stork, to Brueggemann. Behind the back pass to Jacobs. She's backing in, dishes it on top. Ravens really moving the ball well, but not taking a shot. Here's JJ in traffic and not a really good look at the rim, and it won't go down. Rebound is going to be swept away, and Ben Zeus will clear down the ball. Here comes Central Methodist. Little cross-court pass, baseline right. Open three is in there. From deep in the right side, Kaylin Johnson collects her first points of the evening. 60-38, Benedictine. Inside five to go into the third quarter now. Out on top, Nicholson is the Lady Ravens on offense, and Benedictine in the second half going from right to left. The pass down to the baseline kind of gets away, and Michaela Bauman tries to corral it, but has a foot on the baseline, and Benedictine is going to give it back. Jennifer Jacobs coming out of the lineup for the Ravens, and back into the game for BC. You're going to get Carmen Morales in. Carmen, the 6'3" freshman from Granada, Spain. Here come the Eagles. And another foul by Riley Brueggemann. And quickly, she has collected her second and now third fouls of the game. She's the first Lady Raven to reach that third foul, three foul plateau. 60-38 BC at 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Women's college basketball in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Here in the heart of the Show Me State in Fayette, Missouri. CMU working the outside, trying to get open shot. The Raven defense has been absolutely stifling it. The running shot is up and missing. Rebounding it down is going to be Stork. She will get it away to Dubert. Lauren into the forecourt. Comes right side, Brueggemann. Passes up the three, steps inside. Her shot is up and rejected away. It's going to go out of bounds, back to BC. 4:08 to go in the third quarter. Game's been moving along at a pretty reasonably brisk clip here tonight. Not a ton of fouls. Lady Ravens getting set to make another substitution in the lineup as the ball comes into Dubert. Back it'll go to Brueggemann. She's deep in the corner now. Right side Morales backs in, underneath the rim, is kind of trapped, gets it to Brueggemann, who will put it up and in from about 8 feet away, straight away top side. Riley Brueggemann at 13 points. 62-38. 3:50 to go in the third. Little hook pass to the left side of the lane. CMU out on top. No defender there. And the set shot for three is money. That is Nautica Washington. Her first second half points, and she's got 14. 62-41. CMU would like to cut that gap before we get to the fourth quarter, 3.5 minutes from now. Skip pass right side. Morales on the floor once. Spins, turns left. Handed shot off the window is no good. Rebounding it down, Eagles. Central Methodist is going to run. Over to the right side with it. No room. Back out on top. The three-point shot launched, and there it is. Central Methodist warming up from the perimeter. Kaylin Johnson, second three. CMU has 9 points in the second half. It is 7 minutes old. 3 3-point shots. Nothing in the middle. 62-44. Bergman up top side. Goes to Bauman. Morales. Her feet across is saved in the corner to Dubert, who hits another three. Lauren Dubert having a spectacular game now at 21 points. 65-44, and we're going to get a Raven timeout. We are. BC taking a break. Joseph, if you would be so kind, it comes at 2:38 to go in the third. Lady Ravens 65, Eagles 44.
It's that time of year again. Cooler weather, holiday lights, family gatherings, and the delicious food. But for some of us, that means heartburn and acid reflux. Occasional heartburn is normal, but if it's happening more than two or three times a week, it might be something more serious, like GERD. The good news? Amberwell Surgical Care can help you find lasting relief, not just treat the symptoms with medication. This season, enjoy the holidays without the burn. Call Amberwell Surgical Care at 913-367-6682 or visit amberwellhealth.org to learn more about surgical treatment options for GERD.
Well, here in Puckett Fieldhouse at the campus of Central Methodist University in Fayette, Missouri, we're down to 2:38 to go in the third quarter, and the Lady Ravens have pushed up to, again, a 21-point lead. Welcome back here to Women's College Basketball on Care Radio tonight. Central Methodist having a great start to the season under first-year head coach Young. Oh, a nice driving shot and a kick off the window. It was good for Nautica Washington. Washington putting together some credentials, and she's got, what, 16 points now? 65-46. CMU coming in at 1-1 of the conference. Benedictine is 1-0. Here's Morales will turn and shoot and score from underneath the goal. Carmen Morales with six. 67-46. 2 minutes left in the third, and Raven's coming up with a steal. It's Dubert. She and Stork are 2-on-2, and as Dubert slows down, she is run into and kind of run over by Ellie Dubert. No, it's not going to be Dubert. It's going to be Stevens. It's Maya Stevens' second foul. Ravens are going to lob it in. Morales goes right side. Bauman. The shot from the outside for the Ravens will not go in. Rebounding it down, Central Methodist. Minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Eagles head of the fourth court. Tybert comes down court with it. Dumps it down to the baseline. Morales providing defense, and the cross-court pass is going to be deflected by Benedictine. Picked up Dubert. Ravens with numbers. Feet underneath. Twisting and spinning and traveling with the basketball. And I laugh because just coming into the game, the pass was really not intended for Diana Moser, the 5'7" junior from Brazil. She thought it was hers, made a really athletic effort to get a hand of the ball, and then ultimately turns it over. Here's a three for CMU, no good, and the rebound up the floor pulled down by Moser. She'll cross over behind the back dribble, kicks it over to the left side to Dubert, who's left all alone, and hits another three. They just dropped back, and I think there was some confusion about who had the defensive assignment on Dubert. She says, well, apparently nobody, and now she's got 24 points. It is 70-46. Lady Ray was flirting with the century mark in this game with 45 seconds to go in the third quarter and 70 points. Eagles will make a duo of substitutions with 22 on the shot clock and the ball having been knocked out of bounds. It will be put in play just to the left of the goal, down to the baseline. Kaylin Johnson will bring it in, and the shot will go up and count the bucket at a plus one, I think is what's happening here. Lauren Dubert will collect her first foul of the game, and they're going to wave that bucket off, so they're going to say no basket. It is still 70-46, and now the official down at the baseline, the one who's watching the clock all the time, now she's saying, wait a minute, you're coming to the free throw line. But I thought the shot had gone in, so I thought maybe it was an A plus one. She's asking for the shot clock to be set to 30 instead of 20, and they've done that. First free throw is good. So through all that confusion, first point of the ball game scored by Ellie Tybert, 5'4" junior. Second one, no. Ravens are going to rebound it down. Here comes BC. 70-47. Dubert up the floor. Game clock, shot clock, about 11, 12 seconds apart. So CMU should get another touch maybe. Dubert will go three. This one rims around, no. Rebound underneath for Benedictine. Skips over to the right side. Baseline shot. Got it. Michaela Bauman for two. 72-47. 13, 12, 10 seconds to go in the third. Central Methodist is going to have to get a shot off. Third, six. Driving into the lane with four. In traffic. Down to the baseline left with two. Shooting at the buzzer. Gonna get it. Samaya Stevens, and we are through three quarters. Fourth quarter on tap. We'll be back with it. It is Benedictine's Lady Ravens 72, Central Methodist 49.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cones, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Two points through three quarters for the Benedictine Lady Ravens, and they continue to be led by Lauren Dubert, who's 6 of 11 three-point shooting tonight, 24 points so far in the game. Bradley Brueggemann and Jennifer Jacobs, each with 13 for Benedictine. For Central Methodist, one double-digit score so far, and that's Nautica Washington. She also has been really good, 6 of 9 from the floor, and that includes 4 of 6 from three-point range. Nautica Washington, again, with 16 points. We go to the fourth quarter here in Fayette. Benedictine will have Nicole Stewart, Carmen Morales, Michaela Bauman. No, this is wrong. Hold on. Let me look back out there again. You've got Josie Weiser out there and Kennedy Nicholson, Lauren Dubert, Jennifer Jacobs, and Riley Rottinghouse. So Coach Folsom is going to begin the fourth quarter with his original starting five. And as the ball comes in, it gets tied up. We get a timeout taken. And so, Joseph, we're going to hang on to it right here. No reason to take a break. 8 seconds into the fourth quarter. Game number two tonight, the guys' game, coming up at about 7:30. And I don't know if there's a possibility of them starting it early. Will keep you posted because this game is going to be done, I believe, quickly enough that the men's game could maybe, just maybe get a wee bit of an early start if that was a consensus among the coaches. Okay, for Central Methodist, it's going to be Alana Chumley, Kristen Porter, Sheree Trotter, Nautica Washington, and it's going to be Samaya Stevens. Samaya has the ball up top side. She'll work her way over to the right side. Benedictine's going to stay with the player defense. CMU, I think they have decided they're not winning this one. They're slowing it down. They're working on handling the ball and being patient. Now a little running shot is up and missing, and the rebound pulled down by Lauren Dubert. Lauren is having a real complete game, okay? Not only just scoring the ball. Now here's a pass to the left side. If it's good, it's an assist. The shot won't go in for Kennedy. And a rebound pulled back down again by Samaya Stevens. But again, for CMU, they look like they're just trying to be maybe a little more patient, a little more under control. Here's a three. Nope. Rebound. Slapped out on top. And nice hustle up there by Sheree Trotter to save that thing. Eagles are going to maintain possession of the basketball. Nautica Washington. She's been the real bright spot for this team. Here's a drive to the left side. Left-handed layup by Samaya Stevens is good. So Stevens is going to hit the bucket. She's at 8 points in a game at 72-51. Ravens down. The shot by Dubert, patted away from behind, but she's crashed into by Samaya. So we'll have her third foul this evening. And Lauren Dubert will come to the free throw line. Lauren, 2 of 2 at the line tonight. Those were back in the second quarter. This one rolls in. 22 now for Lauren Dubert. Second one, got them both. So Lauren Dubert will get a pair. 74-51. We're just 8.5 to left in the ballgame. Ravens looking for a little steal as they press on the up court, unable to come up with the free basketball. And now it's batted away again, going back to rescue it. Once more, it's going to be Nautica Washington. So she dish it over to the right side. One hand push pass across the baseline. Comes back off on top to Ben Zeus. And the 5-3's no good. Rebound underneath is going to be followed home. And there's your plus one. The bucket for Sheree Trotter. That'll not only be her first point of the game, but she's got a chance to make it three. As Benedictine picks up the foul, and I suspect it is going to be on Lauren. It'll be team foul one of the fourth quarter by Benedictine and Lauren Dubert, personal foul number two. The free throw, airborne, way short, and rebounded by Benedictine. Rodinghouse comes up with the board. Dubert goes over to the left side. Back into the game for Benedictine, we've got Riley Brueggemann. And the ball's going to be stolen away from Josie. Here's the breakaway and the layup on the other end, up and good. The back up for Sheree Trotter gives her four. 74-55. And now over and back is going to be the call. The official from, again, the one who's watching the clock and now is across the floor makes an over and back call against Benedictine. And before the ball's going to be put in play, Joseph, we're going to take a timeout. Coach Folsom going to have a word with his team, and we're going to let him. 7:47 to go in the ladies' game. Benedictine with a big lead. Lady Ravens, 74. Central Methodist, 55.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. You could also just enjoy it atop a queso fried chicken taco like a civilized human. Or quench your Hatch chili cravings with a cheesy queso boss burrito or queso super nachos. Our whole menu is waiting to be dipped and dunked. So even though our creamy three cheese queso is so good you could drink it, forget it. The ultimate queso takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app or earn free food.
Here we are back with you, Fayette. Coming out of a timeout, CMU is going to be putting the ball in play, trailing Benedictine by 19. Way up top side is going to be Samaya Stevens. Samaya's had a good start to this fourth quarter. CMU tries to get into the lane, nothing there. The shot from the outside, it's going to be another three. Ben Zeus. That is her second three. And now Central Methodist is going to go to some full court pressure, and Ravens are going to beat it with the outlet pass down the floor. Here's Josie on top. She'll square up, drops through the three. Josie says, go ahead and drop back. I'll take this, and promptly puts it in for her 8 point. 77-58. 3 minutes gone in quarter number four. Benedictine looking to stay undefeated on the season. Here's a runner from the baseline. No rebound, Rodinghouse. Dubert, here they come. Lady Ravens will run it down. Dubert goes cross court. Brueggemann holds it up and will feed down low, and Jacobs is whistled for 3 seconds. Jennifer's down there on the right side of the lane, and she was hoping Brueggemann spotted her as their defender kind of laid off, but she was halfway in the lane, and so the Ravens are going to turn it back over again. We're down to 6.5 to play. Top side, Trotter kicks it over to Porter. Here's a three. No, and the long rebound, Lauren Dubert. Another rebound for Lauren tonight. Look away past left side, Josie. Shakes her defender, kicks it back to the right. The step back three won't go. Rebound underneath Brueggemann. Coach Folsom's on his feet then. All right, no, don't go right back up. Bring that thing out on top again. Let's be a little patient. Take some time off the clock. We're at 6 minutes to go. Backdoor pass. Jacobs goes up, gets fouled. And that will be number four for Bianca Benzuz. Now, Bianca got a little foul trouble early. A couple in the opening quarter, one more in the second. Hasn't fouled since the second quarter, but then again had very limited PT in the third. Free throw for Jacobs right in there. Jennifer Jacobs at 14 points now. Had 11 at the end of the first. 15. So saying that Benedictine has been pretty good at the free throw line would be understatement. They have not missed a free throw tonight. Six of six at the free throw line for BC this evening. And that's not a ton of free throws. Again, not a lot of fouls being called. The ball's going to be knocked away by Dubert, and it'll be picked up by Stewart. Nicole will bring it up the floor. Stops in front of the Raven bench, and Benedictine will reset his offense. 5:40 to go in the ball game. BC with a basketball leading at 79-58. 100 is going to be a little tougher now. 16-foot jumper. Josie for a pair. Josie Weiser is at double figures now with 10. 81 with that one. 81-58. 5:20 left. The long two from the left side is air ball short, caught on the fly by Riley Brueggemann, who working against the defense of Tristan Porter will bring it up the floor herself. Gets it into the forecourt, takes it down the left side. That's going to be the side farthest away from the Benedictine benches. Coach Folsom brings a player to the scorer's table. Backing in, left hand hook shot. Got it. Rottinghouse, point number four tonight. 83-58. And again, Benedictine by 25. That equals their largest lead. They had a 25-point lead with about 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Cross it to baseline, off the block. The shot is missing, and Stewart goes hard to the floor, looking for the rebound. She's on the floor. You've also got Nautica Washington down on the floor, and they both kind of climb slowly to their feet. The Ravens are going to bring back into the game Carmen Morales. And Riley Rottinghouse will come out. Also checking out of the game is going to be Josie Weiser. A couple of the seniors are going to get a little rest. Here comes Benedictine down the floor. The feet across, and Morales with the ball, double-teamed, scores it anyway. Carmen is so strong. Morales with eight. 85-58 with 4:13 to go. Can they light up all the bulbs? Here's a shot from the left side. No. And a foul on Benedictine. The foul is going to be on the Lady Ravens as Hattie Gross has come into the game. We've not seen Hattie tonight or much yet this season. She's a freshman out of Frankfort, Kansas, 5'8". And I talked to some of my colleagues from out that way, and all they say is she is really good. Looking forward to seeing her out of the floor. The first free throw is going to be up and in for Nautica Washington. Nautica at 17 points now for Central Methodist. And that free throw too strong. Ravens are going to rebound it down. Here comes Benedictine. And as Dubert comes up the floor, a little bump, another body check, and a foul by Nautica. Team foul three, personal foul one for Nautica Washington. Ravens putting it in play right now at the end of the Central Methodist bench, between the bench and the scorer's table. 4:05 left in the game. Well, Benedictine scored 15 in the last 4 minutes. It's going to be tough. You'd expect them to not really be looking to score. Here's a feed underneath. The kick on top. The three for Dubert. That one will come up short. And the rebound battle is going to be won by the Ravens. They're going to save it out on top. Moser has the ball. She'll go into the lane. Kicks it back out on top to Dubert. Give and go underneath Morales. On the floor one time. Left hand layup. Eye off the backboard and good. Morales, 10 points. 87-58. The shot for three from the right side is going to be up and in. And Sister Methodist Kaylin Johnson's got her third three. And it's 87-62. 3:20 left in the game. Moser, Dubert. Back over to the right side. He's going to go to Gross. She'll start in the lane, twisting, turning, in trouble. Steps it back over to the right side to Moser. Feeds underneath, backing in, falling away, putting the ball up and in. It's going to be Stork for two. Nicole Stork with a half a dozen. And it's now 89-62. We're 3 minutes left. Over to the left side. See, what Central Methodist, if they're going to help Benedict and get 100, it's because they're going to go down and shoot quickly. Like that shot, up no good. Rebound to go down, it's going to be Dubert. I'm surprised she's still in the game. I suspect one of those two players over the scorer's table is up there to take her out. Here's Gross with it on the right side. Little one-hand lob into Morales, who's pushed into back and foul. The whistle and foul is Alana Crumley's first of the game. And let's see who's in there for Benedictine. Dubert will come out. Morales will come out of the game. And let's see who's in for Benedict. Grace Dixon has come in for the Lady Ravens. Here's a feed underneath to Stork. She will fade, shoot, and score. Nicole Stork can be and is a scorer. It is now 91-62. 2:20 left. Top of the key. Drive down the lane. Shot up. No. Rebound. Benedictine. Stork. Gross. Up the floor. Taking a right hand. Dribbled in front of the scorer's table. Into the forecourt to Moser on the outlet pass. Lobs down to the left side. On the floor once, twice, kicks it out on top. Stork passes up the three, dishes it out. Moser won't pass up the three. Drains it! Moser from the top! Her first points of the game, and it's now 94-62. With a minute 47 to go. They've got a shot at the triple digits. Top side it goes again to CMU. I talk about this because it's kind of about the only mystery left in this game. Will Benedict score 100? The shot missing, rebound Ravens. Under the board for Nicole Stork. Moser bringing it up, crosses at the logo. Works her way over to the right side, dribbling with the right hand, holding up the left hand aloft with the offensive play call. A minute 24 to go in the game. Top side is going to go again. That's going to be Hattie Gross. Hattie dumps it over to the left side to Nicole. Stork feeds into the lane, backing in, twisting. Now the defender reaches in. The ball gets tied up. We're going to get a jump ball called as Grace Dixon got tangled up in the middle. And a possession error will go to the Eagles with a minute 15 left. Benedictine at 94 points, leading it by 32 now. Here comes CMU, Tristan Porter. Tristan, a great opening quarter, had seven, hasn't scored since. Eagles into the lane, running, shooting, nope, rebound. Another one for Stork, who gets fouled in the backcourt. An aggressive foul by Tristan Porter. Tristan's just not that big out there. 5'6" senior. No physical match for Nicole Stork. And as that is the fifth team foul for CMU, we're going to walk to the other end of the court, and Nicole will come to the line. Nicole Stork at 8 points tonight has not had a free throw opportunity and will miss her first. Has one more shot. 52 seconds left in the game. That 100's getting tough now. Free throw perfect. It's 95-62. Eagles up top. Working right. Taking some time. Backing in. Feeds across. Hook shot in the lane. Oh, high off the window. Good. Falling away. Tristan Porter for two. Here's BC down the court, and the pass to the baseline is going to be rejected out of bounds, and the shot clock, game clock separated by 6 points. 27 to go in the ball game, 21 on the shot clock as the Ravens will inbound it at their offensive baseline. Diana Moser will look to bring it in. Moser brings it in. Here's a three. Boom! From right side wing, Shea Lewis, 98-64, 18 seconds left. CMU into the lane. Little off-balance shot. No, and the Ravens, they could hit it, but they're not going to. They're going to burn the clock down with 7, 6, 5, and 2, 1, and that's going to do it. Final score tonight in Fayette. It's all Lady Ravens, Benedictine, 98, Central Methodist 64. We'll be back to sum it up for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this. It's that time of year again. Cooler weather, holiday lights, family gatherings, and the delicious food. But for some of us, that means heartburn and acid reflux. Occasional heartburn is normal, but if it's happening more than 2 or 3 times a week, it might be something more serious, like GERD. The good news? Amberwell Surgical Care can help you find lasting relief, not just treat the symptoms with medication. This season, enjoy the holidays without the burn. Call Amberwell Surgical Care at 913-367-6682 or visit amberwellhealth.org to learn more about surgical treatment options for GERD. Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Hey, welcome back to Fayette. For the guys, teams are out of the court warming up because their game is only 20 minutes away. So, I mean, look at what time it is. We could get away a little bit early, Joseph, so we'll monitor this closely. The Benedictine Lady Ravens found themselves trailing in this game right out the gate. I mean, 5 minutes in, and they're down 8 points. And you're thinking, my goodness, why is that? Well, it's because CMU did not miss, I think, maybe its first 6 shots of the game. And then Benedictine found the range, and the defense came through, and Lady Ravens did everything right the rest of the night, winning it handily, 98-64. Checking the scoring for you for Central Methodist, 17 for Nautica Washington. Almost double digits for Tristan Porter and Kaylin Johnson, each with 9, 8 for Samaya Stevens. Kaylin Adams, Bianca Benzus, each with 6, 4 for Sheree Trotter, 2 apiece. Crumley Copeland and 1 for Tybert. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, you know what, you can put 5 players in double digit scoring, and Lauren Dubert leading the way with 26 tonight. She had half of her shots from the floor, half of her threes was perfect at the free throw line. 7 rebounds for Lauren tonight. 26 points for Dubert. Jennifer Jacobs had 15 this evening, and Riley Bergman with 13. 10 apiece, Josie Weiser and Carmen Morales. Nicole Stork on 4 of 5 shooting had team high 12 rebounds, so she was 1 point off of a double-double tonight. 9 points, 12 rebounds. Bradley Rottinghouse had 4 tonight, 3 apiece for Kennedy Nicholson, Diana Moser, and Shay Lewis. Michaela Bauman with 2. Every Lady Raven got into the game this evening. Central Methodist moves to 4-3 on the year and 1-2 in the conference. Benedictine continues to be perfect. They are now 5-0 and 2-0. We're going to take a little bit of a break, get ourselves all set up. Second half of our college basketball doubleheader coming your way here on CARE, as it will be the guys, and that game coming up in just about 17 minutes. Again, the final score in the ladies' contest, Benedictine 98, Central Methodist 64. Don't go far. We'll be back. Second half of the doubleheader coming up. Right now, though, back to the CARE studios. Here's Joseph.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.